Welcome to the Skull Splitter Dice Podcast, a podcast where we talk about everything Dungeons & Dragons. Visit us at skullsplitterdice.com for the best D&D dice in the realms. Enjoy the episode.
Hey there, everyone. Patrick Ferguson with Skull Splitter Dice here with another 5e guide for you. And today we're going to be talking about one of the most widely played races in the game, the Half-Orc. Quite often seen with contempt among their full orc brethren, half-orcs often find that their greatest strengths are also the same traits that cause them the most anguish. Viewed with fear but also respect, half-orcs are known as ferocious fighters, top-notch enforcers, and individuals who are not to be taken lightly, both in jest and in combat. So what's the story of the half-orc? Generally sullen, often angry, and gruff by nature, even the half-orc struggling to be good or to find acceptance away from evil will struggle to shake some of these traits from time to time. They are known for being strong, healthy, and powerful, and often live in tribes or resort to living in city slums. You will find that a lot of half-orc NPCs will have jobs like bouncers, brawlers, or any other brawn-based occupation. Finding acceptance can be difficult as a half-orc because of their intimidating nature. Some half-orcs will embrace a good god as a paladin or a cleric in order to show their religious goodness. Others may interact with people as little as possible, and some even embrace their lot in life as an outcast and are perfectly fine with making people avoid them. Those who want to be good still often hear the call to rage from Grumsh, the orc god, tempting or perhaps haunting them in their dreams. Mechanically speaking, it's no secret that half-orcs are fantastic for martial classes. Featuring stat boosts like a +2 to strength and a +1 to constitution, they're pretty strong from the get-go. They're automatically proficient in intimidation, and their attacks are legendary, meaning that whenever you score a crit with a melee attack, you can roll one of the damage dice one more time and add the amount to your critical hit as well. Half-orcs enjoy dark vision from their orc blood, giving them yet another benefit for adventuring. Half-orcs even have rage built into their character, resulting in a really cool and unique ability called Relentless Endurance, basically meaning that an attack made on a half-orc that would bring them down to 0 brings them down to 1 instead. As you can see, the half-orc is a natural fit for the barbarian class, though the constitution and strength boosts also make them great for fighter. It really is up to you, though I would say these are the best classes for them. So what other classes pair well with a half-orc? It's hard to move away from a fighter or a barbarian, but I would also say that a monk is a good fit. Generally speaking, monks are all about dexterity and wisdom, but it's worth noting that monks can change out their strength for dexterity for their unarmed attacks. But they obviously don't have to. This means that a half-orc monk will focus more on strength instead of dexterity to play to their strengths. They'll still need to concentrate on wisdom, but a hermit monk is not a stretch at all for a half-orc background. I would say that cleric and paladin would be on the next level after monk. Strength is an important stat block for both of these classes, and they are both armored martial fighters with extra traits added on. Having high health from good constitution is always important for these classes, as you will find that they often take part in the party's shield wall as well. From a story perspective, it would be really compelling to make your half-orc try to channel away their rage from evil by taking up the mantle of a cleric or a paladin. You can definitely see how this would make for some unique role-playing opportunities. Regardless of what class you pick for your half-orc character, just try to remember that they make amazing tanks. Their strength and constitution ensure that they can deal damage as well as take it in, and that relentless endurance ability will come in handy more times than you think. Now, a few of you are probably wondering if there's a good casting class for the half-orc, and I would say it's a tough fit. Half-orcs aren't really built as natural casters, but the most workable blend, barring a lights-out stat roll, would probably be the warlock. There are several builds of the warlock that are more combat-based, and this is where you're going to want to stay for your half-orc character. It's also easy to see from a story perspective how a half-orc would be willing to accept the boon of a patron in order to become stronger than they already are. In the original player's handbook, Pact of the Blade would be the way in order to emphasize combat from this build, though most players agree that Xanathar's Guide to Everything's Hexblade is the better version of this. Even in Critical Role, Travis Willingham's character Fjord is just that, a half-orc Hexblade warlock. So what should you name your half-orc character? Well, this can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. Some half-orcs are really proud of their orc heritage and will pick a name that is reflective of that. We'll throw some examples up here, but keep in mind that some half-orcs are trying to avoid showing their orc heritage and will pick something a little more innocuous. Something like Alex, Mike, or Jennifer, just something to blend in. And some half-orcs will even adopt the naming conventions of the majority race from the region that they're in. I hope this video has shown why so many people play a half-orc outside of their combat prowess. Though they're able to deal and take in damage pretty well, they also offer a unique opportunity for role-playing and creating a backstory. Half-breed races usually do. If you or someone else is making a really interesting half-orc in the future for another campaign, I would really like to hear about it down in the comments. Please let us know anything that you're doing like that. I mean, characters are often completely unique and are seldom the same. So please let us know whenever you're working on something like that down in the comments. Thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. Be sure to like and subscribe. We put out new videos like this every week. My name's Patrick Ferguson from Skull Splitter Dice, and until the next 5e guide, farewell.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe so you never miss out.